y'all something else to pray about. You know, last summer, the reason why we're taking up this money like is the building fund. It was for the vinyl. The gentleman finished the tops, all the eaves, the front porch, but they were going to come back this spring and finish the side porch and the back porch. But they have since, you know, since Brother Moore left, they've come picked up their tools, and I don't foresee them coming back. Just pray that we can find somebody that would be good to us. And the two jobs is not going to be a big job. Yeah, well, that's, yeah. But just pray that we can find somebody to do the two side porches and get that covered with vinyl. We've already got the materials. We just need somebody that knows what they're doing to do the work. Julius, come on up, and we'll take our regular treasury. Ask your blessings on the offering.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, Lord, for your blessings. I thank you for answering prayer, Lord. Pray that you bless the message. Pray that you bless for the neighbors who brings the message. Pray that you bless the offering. The giver and the one in the hand. And Lord, we love you and thank you for all that you're doing. Thanks, Ben.
And with the work they've done looks wonderful. I'm glad for the work they've done, but it'd be nice to have it all complete. So just pray that we can come up with something. Pray that we can get this water fixed this week too. Somebody say amen. All right. Y'all pray for Brother Newton. Lord bless him as he comes up and preaches.
All right.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. Give my left hand, but
that's
my right hand. I'm left-handed. Let me know what this is. This is our owner's manual. How many of you ever bought something and you try to put it together without looking at the owner's manual? Now listen, somebody has done this. When I buy something that requires a lot of instructions, I do my best to put it together without looking at that owner's manual. When I was working in Sears, we worked on just about everything. And they delivered great big something out to the homes. And it wouldn't be 30 minutes after they got in the house for one of us would have to go out there and get that thing working for them. You know why? They didn't look at the book of instructions. One time, first answer machine I bought for us, I put it, got it hooked up and everything, and I done just what I needed to do to get that answer on there, that message on there, and I call up somebody and get a message, it would go on there. And that's as far as I went. Well, we took off to the Smoky Mountains after once they got the thing hooked up. Up in the mountains, I just wished I could just know who that was on the phone answer machine. But I didn't go far enough. They had the book of instructions was at home, and if I'd have read them instructions all the way, I could have called home and I could have gotten a message from up in Maggie Valley or Cherokee or wherever we was at. But you know, we're going to do anything than to look in the owner's manual. John 5:39 says, "Search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me." See? John 5:24, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. But oh, we'd rather do anything looking at almost man, you know. And I'm guilty too, you know. We've all bought things and tried to make them work without the owner's manual, but some manuals is instructions on putting the thing together, and others is the one that tells you how to make it work right. So some instructions is on how to make the product operate right, and this is the last thing we want to do. No, I just don't want to do that. But I've been to the homes after they deliver a television, VCR, stereo, hi-fi, whatever, and they said, it won't do this, it don't do nothing. And you get over there and start, I said, where's your owner's manual? I'd know how to make it operate, but I wanted to look in that owner's manual and see what it said, so they would look at it, see. I was trying to teach them, look at it. And so most products would do a whole lot more for us if we just only look in the owner's manual. But if we're lucky and we get it to doing just a little bit, then as far as we go. But a lot of times, customers that I would go out to the home and they have it for probably 4 or 5 months, and they call up and said, that thing ain't nothing but a lemon. I want another one. I said, well, what is it doing? I won't do. They tell me what it won't do. I said, let me see your owner's manual. I know exactly what to do for it, but I'd read that owner's manual just for their sake. And I said, mm-hmm, yeah. And then again, it do what they didn't. They said it wouldn't do, see. So today, anything you want to know about you, see, this is owner's manual. There was a man, he was called an outcast of the family. And he had a pretty well to father and mother, and they had a pretty good sized family. But this man, he wasted his time and didn't work and nothing much, and he drank a lot, and so not long before mom and dad passed away. And so they went down to the lawyer to hear what the will said. And he went on down the line there and calling off different ones and how much land they'd get and knowing how much money they'd get and all this. And so they finally got down to old Will. He said, Will, he says, here's a little letter here that they left you. And they said, Will, we're leaving you the most precious thing. Well, stop right there for a minute. How many of you know how what got Biscuitville started? You don't know? Biscuitville, when it was over there, well, it still is over there, over town. This young man come down, built and started the first Biscuitville I ever heard of. But anyway, they hit us. When they first come out, they had a booklet for the customer. And the booklet was read like this. Says, they had two boys. One boy they left the farm to, and the other one they left the mama's recipe to her biscuits. And they could either decide which one. So the oldest one got to pick first. Instead of him getting the farm, he asked for mama's recipe. So he came right over here and built this biscuitville over there. And that thing has really been going for years and years now. But I remember when it was first built. Do you remember back when you didn't go in the store no more? Biscuits had done gone out, see? And you went to rest and you get toast or cornbread or most anything like that. But very rarely could you go to a restaurant that made biscuits, see? So anyway, that's what you want. Here we find that this man, he took this wheel. He just didn't do no work and nothing, and so at this, and the wheel said to the wheel, the lawyer did, says the wheel. There's a note in this note here that you need to read. And it said, Will says, we left you the family Bible. And a note that says, Will, when you're cold, look in the book. When you're lonely, look in the book. When you're hungry, look in the book. And he went on and on with that. And Will come in the house after he listened to that. Will read that day, and he threw that Bible over on the coffee table. He says, of all things, he says, all my brothers and sisters got part of the farm and money and everything. And says, here I am, I got that thing over there. Well, it lay down, got dust on it, and Will got old, on up in age like me. And one day he come in, and he was cold, no money, hungering. He was in a bad shape. And he said to himself, says, my mama and daddy, they had plenty, and they didn't leave me nothing but that thing. But anyway, he picked it up, dusted it off a little bit, and he turned to the first page, and that was $100 bill. And through all them pages, that was $100 bills all through there. And he'd been hungry, been without all them years. And now that Bible laid, that was made him rich. So you see, we need to get into the owner's manual. See, some when they go wrong, if something goes wrong, boy, they'll have a fit and they'll call the owner of this, the producer of the product, and they'll give them down the fit, give them fit. But if we need to see about the insurance of salvation, like in the owner's manual. How long do you know how long you're gonna stay saved? Anybody know? Why, the book tells you, look in the owner's manual, John 10:28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And then Jesus said in John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. See, if you want to know if how long you're going to live or how long you're going to be saved, just look in the owner's manual. Then there's it insures on everything. In 1 John 5:13, it says, These things have I written unto you, that you may. Well, let's go. 1 John 5:39. Let's look over here in it. John 5:39. I'm going to read it. Such the scriptures are in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So we need to look in the book, see. We just need to keep on looking in the book. And then let's say if you needed to know how long we're saved. Well, no, I done got both of them connected together, but that's all right. John 10:28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. Is that not in the word of Jesus? Is this not red letters? Listen, I tell you what. We need to look in this book for everything. How can it be everything you need? You need to look in the book. And so then you should say, well, how can I tell a man how to be saved? I told y'all that the other day, the last time I was here. You know, every one of us needs to know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, it's a pitiful thing, but as people go through this life, and they live everything but a peaceful life, you might say, or contented life, maybe that's more like it, you know. Believe it or not, I took piano lesson one time, long time ago. I got out of here, I'm going to play a piano. I went off and got me a great big old Ludwig piano. And then Raymond Whaley brought that thing home and put it in the house. And I went over town and I started taking piano lessons from a man over there. I can't think of his name now. But I was sitting on the piano stool one day and he was just a playing away, you know. And I don't know why I done this, but I did. I said, Timmy, I said, you know how to play a piano. I said, do you know you're saved? He said to me, he says, Roy, says you can't know you're saved. You have to wait till you die. Find out what you're saved. I said, no, sir, man. I don't know why in the world I said that. But anyway, I said, Mister, I said, if I didn't have a no soul and a salvation, if I didn't know where I was going, I'd trade that off for a dog and shoot the dog. And he sat there and thought about that thing a while. But I said, man, I ain't going to leave this world. I know where I'm going. And he says, you can't know, Roy. You can't know. I said, well, now, how about John 3:16? He says, for whosoever. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And he said, what's your Bible? I told him, it's the old King James. Oh, I am. That's one of them, that's the oldest thing in the book. I got me one of them new Bibles so I can understand it and other people can understand it. That's what's wrong today. A lot of people, they get all these here different translations of the Bible, and then they don't know how they get there. They finally find that they don't know how, they don't know what they save or not until they get to heaven. I said, man, that ain't the way it is with me. I said, I know where I'm going. I said, old Paul said, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep me against just that day. So if we need to know now, they say, why don't you get a new translation? I said, look, I said, this one right here was written and it was translated from the regular, from the original Greek and Hebrew, when men feared this book, feared God. And they would not change one word. But I said, this book tells you in Proverbs, not to change this book, not to change the words of this book. And see, in Deuteronomy, first of the Bible, it says, he warned against changing one word in this book. And I said, I had to get me a partial plate one time, and I got over here to Greensboro, and I ordered this plate, and this guy was sitting over that side of me, and I said, tell me, buddy, you saved? He said, yes, sir. He says, in fact, I'm a preacher, and he says, I start a church, and then I get it going good, and then I get some young person to take it over, and then I go start another one. And so, next time I went back, I was sitting there, he come in and sat down across over there, and I said, you still pastoring that church? No. Says, I ain't pastoring. Says, people don't want to hear the word. Says, I done sent in 52 resumes and nobody's called me. I said, well, he said, they don't know about that. They don't want to hear the word. I said, well, I said, this, we're living in a time when they done put the old King James Version aside. And he jumped up and he went over and he stuck his finger right in my nose almost. He said, don't nobody understand that book. Said, I got me one of them books where I can understand, my people can understand. He said, this your King James Version. I said, well, I've been using it for over 50 years and I ain't found anything wrong with it. But anyway, he was getting hot then. So the girl that was at behind the counter at the desk, she figured the time she got rid of me and got me back out with the doctor. I went on back out with the doctor, but I told him, I said, you got something, you can't even know whether you're saved or not. And so he got mad with me. He was going to whoop me. And I reckon that woman thought she better get me out of that. And so she sent me back to see the doctor right quick. Now, I never seen him since. I bet you they probably scheduled us a different day. But I'm going to tell you, this book right here, like I said, it's warnings in Deuteronomy, it's warnings in Proverbs, and it's warning in the last few verses in the Bible. Do not change this word. And so I tell people, I said, don't need no changing. I said, the one that made it and the life is all about is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, if you need to know something, you have to look in an owner's manual, see? That's what you have to do, you see? And so, going down a little bit further, in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is the good and perfect will of God. So you see, we have to see it in the manual, in the manual, see, before we can know. I don't pastor no more. I give it up October the 1st, of October. My voice got all messed up and still is. Now, that some of you can understand me, but I asked God, I said, Lord, I said, I've been pastoring now 36 years, and now I said, my voice is gone. I done had surgery on it, and I done had therapy on it. I said, what else has you got for me to do, Lord? And he's right there in Target's parking lot. The sweetest peace rolled over me, and he says, I want you to write more gospel tracts and do more soul winning. I said, I get busy right now, Lord. And so I went home and wrote out my resignation and turned it in the next Sunday. But I tell you, we need to know the will of God for our lives. We need to know how long we are saved for. We need to know various things that we can't know no other way except in this book right here, see. And so we need to keep looking at them. He says, search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me. The will of God for him was whatsoever that God calls you to see that needs to be done in the church. If you can do it, do it. That's the will of God for you at that point right there. He's showing you. If you see that needs to be done, whatever it is, and you can do it, get busy, because that's the will of the Lord for you right then. See, people want to know the will of the Lord down the road. Another thing, we need to know our salvation is eternal. I knew a lady one time that she picked on me all the time about eternal security. And I'd say, well, I'm going to stick with it. So she was getting, she done got on up in the 80s. And she called me up. She says, how about you bring me a jar of your water over here at your wheel? I don't like my water. I carried it over, and she says, sit on the table there. She says, come on in here. She says, sit down right there in that chair. She began to cry a little bit. She says, Roy, she says, I have lived this life for 80 some years. And she says, now I'm looking death in the face and I'm scared to die with it. She said, now you tell me about eternal security. And I told her, I said, lady, I says, you know, there's a lot of scripture in the Bible that tells you. She says, what is it? I said, do you know John 3:16? She said, yes, you know I do. I said, quote it. And she quoted it, come on down. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, I says. Now wait a minute, that's what she say. But have everlasting life. I said, what is that? She looked at it again. Everlasting life. And she starts crying. She said, I've been looking at that scripture for at least 70 years. And I've quoted it many times, but I never saw that. You know, and a lot of people don't want to believe that. But that's what it says, ain't it? And then John 5:24, well, I say unto you, Jesus said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Then Romans 10:9-10 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto the south, unto, for with the heart, I get it. Romans 10:9 says here, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession of salvation. And that settles it right there. And so we need to know that we have eternal life. And then we're going down. Some of the things we need to know if we want to know where we'll spend eternity. Oh, a lot of people, they'll run that around the bush. But Second Corinthians 5:1 says, for we know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle were to dissolve, we have a building of house, a building of God eternal in the heavens. And so, and Second Corinthians 5:8 says, willing rather to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. And in Revelation, for a long time, I read about John 5:14, 1-3. He says, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, I'm in the mansion. Now, you know, listen to him now. In my Father's house are many mansions. They're already there, right? Ain't that right? In my Father's house are many mansions. So I would have told you. Now listen. But I go to prepare a place for you. See, that heaven is yonder. And it's saying there never been a time it won't there. And them mansions is there. But we're going to have one. We're going to use one in a while. But now listen to this. Turn right over here to Revelation 21. I'm going to show you something. Revelation 21. Tells us here, oh John, he said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Then he said, and I saw a holy city, the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. What? Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be their God, and be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from the eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. So you see, that's where he's going to prepare for the bride. And see, the bride is the church. The bride is the church. Now, all these people that got saved during the tribulation period or got saved before Jesus came. In the Old Testament, there are some people saved during that time. But now, they hit in the Revelation, during the tribulation period, you have to give your life for your salvation. But whatever you do, just remember, we're the bride. We're the bride. And just remember when Revelation 4:1, Jesus, it tells us in the word of God, he said, and I heard a voice of a trumpet talking with me, saying, Come up hither, and I'll show you things which must be hereafter. That's the church. That's the church. That's not the tribulation saints. That's not the Old Testament saints. The Old Testament saints, they went down in the heart of the earth to a place called paradise. Even Jesus and the man on the cross went there for 3 days. But when Jesus came away from there, what did he say? He led captivity captive. And today they're with him. But the bride is the church. All saved from the day of Pentecost until to Revelation 4:1. That's the church. And that New Jerusalem is there for the bride, and for him, Jesus. So today, if you want to know how long you're going to be saved, look in the book. If you want to know about the insurance policy, look in the book. If you want to know just anything about the word of God, just look in the book. And if you got problems, just look in the book. And if anyone need to know how long they're going to be saved, oh, that's in the book. And so today, whatever you do, read, because you can find that anything you want to know about you in this book. This is the owner's manual. Anybody got any question? All right. Okay, brother.